Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There's word of another sexual allegation charge involving Dancing with the Stars. Dean?
Yeah, the one-time judge on the show, one-time producer on the show, Nigel Lithgow, has had several sexual assault allegations over the last couple of months. A fourth one came out yesterday. In which the plaintiff said she no longer feels like the confident, capable, independent woman that she was before the incident, which she alleges took place in 2018. It was similar to an alleged attack on Paula Abdul, who also filed her own lawsuit on this early in January. So we'll keep an eye on all that.
A lot of fans of the movie Freaky Friday will be happy to hear this news.
Yeah, this is great news for fans. They've been wanting it for a long time. And yesterday it was officially confirmed there will be a Freaky Friday sequel with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis. Lindsay confirmed the news yesterday. The original movie came out in 2003. It earned $160 million. That was a remake of another Disney movie from 1976, which was adapted from a novel. So they haven't said when this new sequel could be coming out. They've just confirmed it now. It's going to be at least a couple of years till we see something like that. But that was a good movie. I enjoyed that.
Hollywood has run out of new ideas. There's a young Sheldon spinoff now in the works, too, right?
Yeah, this is this now will be the third spinoff from Big Bang Theory, and this one now will focus on young Sheldon's older brother Georgie and his fiance Mandy as they raise their family in Texas. They made it official yesterday with the announcement that you will be able to watch this show this fall on CBS. There's another Big Bang Theory spinoff that is being developed for the Max streaming service, but they haven't announced any official details on that. In the meantime, you can watch Young Sheldon and also Big Bang Theory in reruns weekday evenings at 7 and 11 o'clock on most of this same television station.
And now we...
That was a commercial plug, by the way. That was my commercial plug.
Yeah, that was very nice.
Thank you.
Colin Firth's shirt, apparently, is worth something, isn't it?
I'm always amazed at what goes up for auction. I'm always amazed at who will pay what for stuff like this. But this is for fans of the BBC TV adaptation of Pride and Prejudice, in which at one point in the movie, Colin Firth takes a dive into a river, and he comes out, and love pursues and goes crazy. But the shirt that he was wearing when he took a dive went up for auction Tuesday. And went for £20,000. That would be about $25,000 US. So there is more of Colin Firth's costume, his boots, his moleskin breeches. Is that the pants? Breeches? Is that pants, I guess?
Yeah.
And velvet waistcoat that also is up for auction. Bob, you gotta get some of your shirts from the 70s with the giant collars, your silver dollar survey shirts, something like that, and put those up for auction.
I'm just trying to find out where the old box of mugs is that from the old Fox Thing in the Morning show. We gave that to the Museum of Broadcast Communications, and now there is no museum anymore. Right. Where's the box? Where is it?
Right. Now, if I remember correctly, because because when I was on Smooth Jazz, WNUA, Fox Thing in the Morning, you guys visited.
That's right.
The box showed up with the mugs in it. Mm-hmm. Now, the mugs did not say Fox Thing in the Morning.
No.
These were all promotional mugs from someplace else.
we had no budget.
Yeah, that you were pawning off on people.
That's right.
And I got one. I don't know what I did with mine. I probably have it in a box somewhere, also someplace, because I never throw anything away.
But you saw the actual box and mugs.
I saw it. I touched it. I felt it. I smelt it. The
lucky man.
Yeah, the whole deal. There's
Dean. What's new on the TV stream?
Well, we've got a lot of big movies and big stars with new projects that are streaming this week. Let's start off with Wonka, one of the biggest movies of the holiday season. Return to the world of pure imagination with Timothée Chalamet as the legendary Candyman. This is such a good movie, so entertaining, so perfect for the whole family. It begins streaming on Max on Friday. Millie Bobby Brown, who you probably know best from Stranger Things, has a brand new movie that is out on Netflix starting on Friday that's called Damsel. It's the story. She is a commoner who is chosen to marry a prince. And they, you know, go through the royal ceremony. Everything seems fine until it turns out that she is about to be sacrificed to a fire-breathing dragon in order to pay an ancient debt. So it's her fighting off a fire-breathing dragon, basically. Robin Wright is terrific as the evil queen in this movie. Damsel, again, starts Friday on Netflix. We've got the movie Argyle that will begin debuting on premium video on demand platforms this week. This is the one that is a mystery comedy adventure action spy movie with Bryce Dallas Howard and Henry Cavill, Bryan Cranston, Samuel L. Jackson, Sam Rockwell, and others. Perfectly nice movie. Zac Efron has a new movie that begins streaming on Amazon Prime tomorrow. It is an R-rated comedy, but it's a pretty funny one called Ricky Stenicki, about a group of friends who get away for a guy's weekend getaway. They pretend that a fake friend has gone ill and they have to take care of him when really they're off on a drunken binge weekend. John Cena co-stars in that one. We've got Ridley Scott's Napoleon starring Joaquin Phoenix that is streaming now on Apple TV Plus. It was a little bit disappointing overall, but you'll appreciate the look of this movie, the storyline, the history. Again, that's Apple TV Plus right now. Also, we've got the cast of Nickelodeon's action comedy series, The Thundermans, reuniting in The Thundermans Return. That starts tomorrow on Paramount Plus. And what else do we have here? We've got a couple of really good documentaries. One is called Queens. And it is the story of the matriarchs and the female leaders of some of the world's most surprising species, meaning lions and tigers and apes and women leaders of the animal kingdom. It's fascinating. Angela Bassett narrates this really good documentary. It's on the National Geographic Channel right now. It's on Hulu. It's on Disney Plus. Yesterday, I told you a little about Eugene Levy's new series. It's a travel series that's really fun. Season 2 of The Reluctant Traveler begins streaming on Apple TV Plus on Friday. We've got Kate Winslet and Hugh Grant in a political satire that's called The Regime. She plays a dictator trying to hold on to power. That's running on Max right now. And starting tomorrow, Guy Ritchie's quirky crime saga, The Gentleman, is turned into a new Netflix series. That is, what did I say? That's running starting tomorrow, yeah, on Netflix. So there's plenty to see.
We found a series. Somebody recommended it to us. We started watching it. It's called One Day. I don't know if you've even heard of this. I had never heard of it. I started watching it. It's pretty good. I don't remember what service it's on, but...
What's it about?
It's about a half hour each episode. No, it's about... it's an interesting concept, actually. It's about... It takes place in England, and it's about these two young people who meet, and then every episode moves forward 1 year. Same date, and it keeps going 1 year forward each episode, and you see how their relationship changes. We need to say happy birthday before we go to Barbie, don't we?
Yes, we do. She's looking pretty good for a 65-year-old after all these years. And Mattel is, if ever there was a time for Mattel to roll out the red carpet for the old gal, they are putting out a special 65th birthday commemorative Barbie doll, which is in tribute to the original Barbie doll in that very, very tight striped bathing suit that she wore. Now they've taken that design and they've turned it into a big formal gown. So for all of you Barbie fans out there, they're putting this out in honor of International Women's Month, Women's History Month, which is the month of March. So knock yourself out. It'll cost $60, by the way, and will be available starting Friday.
And I hear that that commemorative doll is depicted at the Social Security office, which is appropriate, don't you think?
If you want to buy the walker accessory.
Yeah, they'll come up with that.
That's an extra charge.
Thank you, Dean.